Okay. Okay. The Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim, "Kol almana v'yosom los anun," that you shouldn't oppress an almana, a widow, v'yosom, an orphan. Im anesa aneoso. If you do that, im tzaok yitzach elai, they will cry out to me. Hashem says, "Shama eshma tzaakoso." I will listen to them. The charapi, varakdes kem becharev, ayu nesheichem almanos v'nechem yisovim. I will cry out. I will listen to their cries. I will listen to their cries. So Rashi tells us the first important point. Rashi in Chumash here says, "Hu adin l'chol adam." Now it's not only a din that you can't oppress a yosom almana. You can't oppress anybody, any person. Ela shediber hakosav behove. Because who do people normally oppress? They oppress the weak. So these are the people. That's like Maisa Amalek. Amalek, who did he start off with? Amalek was a coward, so he always picked on the weaklings. So that's what people usually do. But the Avera of to do Inui, to be oppressive to somebody, is not only a Yosam Almana. It refers to everybody. Eladibe Hakosu Behove. The Torah is speaking about what's the norm, but it applies to everybody. And then there's a famous pasuk in Bahar on page 3 that says, Lo sonu isha samiso. And Rashi says on page 3, Kan hisir al onaz dvarim. That there's an isser of onaz dvar. Normally, onaz is like when you cheat somebody, you overcharge him the price. But onaz dvar means when you say anything that's insulting or hurtful to somebody, then you violate this law in the Torah of lo sonu isha samiso. Onaz dvar. And it's interesting, in the Sefer Yireim on page 7, and the Sefer Mayan Hanitzki quotes it, on page 7 it says, on the second arrow, on top, he says, G'shem she'ono b'dvarim kach ono b'ayin ra. So what does that mean? So he looked in the Tofos Reim, Shemare ponim raim. As if a person frowns at you, or makes you feel uncomfortable based on facial expressions. No, he didn't say anything. If he says anything, that's on us to learn. So the Tofos Reim is explaining the Sefer Yireim that even facial expressions that are of negative vibes also are included in this prohibition. And in the Sefer Pella Yoetz, on page 9, he says, "V'yesh onos dvarim shehu chamor me onos mamon." He says that onos dvarim could be more severe than onos mamon. It means to hurt somebody with words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself is going to punish somebody who verbally abuses someone else. And many people failed in this area. They don't you know, they don't know what's Onos Dvarv. So he says, I'll tell you what it is. Haklalhu, Shekol Shemitzach Haveir Bidvarv Have Onos Dvarv. Anything that you cause anguish to somebody with your words, that's Onos Dvarv. So how do I know? So this is the rule of thumb. He came to me in Mamar Rabbeinu Zechonu Levracha. The Allah Sani Lachavercha Lo Savit. So there was anything you wouldn't like if somebody would say that to you, you shouldn't say it to someone else. And that's Onos Dvarv. There's a very interesting Ibn Ezra here on page 10 and 11. The Torah says, "V'ger lo sonev lo chatzenu, ki gerim ha'yisim be'eretz Mitzrayim, ka amana v'yosem lo sa'anun." So look at the Ibn Ezra in the bottom of page 10. "V'acha sha'amar lo sa'anun loshen rabim." Why is it loshen rabim? "Amar im ta'an," and then it goes to loshen yachid. Right? "Kol ger lo sa'anun," that's a pasuk chav aleph. And then chavay is back to loshen yachid. "Imanei t'sa'aneh." So what's the pshat? So he says to Ibn Ezra, "Acha sha'amar lo sa'anun loshen rabim. Amar im ta'aneh. Ki choro adam shehu ma'ane yosom va'almar of lo yazreim kam hu yechashu ma'ane." In other words, why is it plural? Because the person who says the bad words, he's one. And then somebody who heard and doesn't help the person who's being abused is also considered an abuser. And that's sa'anun. And that's the plural. So that, says the Ibn Ezra, is the Lashon Rabbim. So there was one person who said the Lashon that was hurtful, but the other person didn't protest or didn't help out, who overheard what went on, he's also culpable as well. There is a Mechilta in Parshas Mishpatim. I heard this many years ago when I was in Boston in the summer, and I heard Rabbi Tversky's father, Dr. Isidore Tversky, speak once. I believe it was Shabbos Nachamu many years ago. And he said over this chazal in the Mechilta on page 12, "Imane sa'ane echad inoy meruba echad inoy muat." Listen to the story, second line. So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon were taken out to be killed. Haruge Malchus. Amar Rabbi Shimon to Rabbi Shmuel, "Rabbi, libi yotze she'eni yodea ama ani nerav." He says, "I don't know why we're being killed by the goyim, by the malchus. What did we do wrong?" Amar lo Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Shimon, "Miyamecha ba'odam etzlecha ladinu l'sheilu v'kafto shetei shose koscha v'noel sandlocha." Did anyone ever come to you for a shaila and you said, "Wait, I want to finish drinking or I want to finish tying my shoe"? Or otev talischa. You made someone wait. Imanesa ane echad ine meruba echad ine muat. So you caused someone to wait. This is very chomer. It caused someone pain that he was waiting. Amar lo nichamtani Rebbe. You've consoled me, Rebbe. So what Dr. Isidore Tversky said, well, first of all, it just shows you how zohir you have to be with, you know, not only we spoke about speaking words that are hurtful, and not only did we speak about even showing facial expressions that are hurtful, and not only we spoke about you witnessing it happening and not helping out, but causing someone to wait is also dragging something out. So we have to know how to apply that. But the point that Dr. Tversky said was that why is it Nichamtani? I mean, okay, so now he knew the Avera. He says because Nichamtani means if a person realizes that he's being punished for a reason. So it's not just a Hefkerwelt. He's being punished. So that's a Nechama. He's saying there's a Hashkacha, and he did something wrong, so now he's getting... The worst thing for a person to think is there's no Hashkacha, and I'm just getting hurt for no reason. But here there's a Hashkacha. There's a Hashkacha. That's what he says is the Pshat in Nachamu. He spoke about this in Shabbos Nachamu. And he said that's the idea, that the person realizes that there's a Hashkacha, and that's what he said, Amaloni Chamtani Rebbe. And Rav Yeruchim Lavovitz, also here on page 13, speaks about this as well. And he says, you see how much and even on Idui Mu'at Kazeh, the Torah says Varati is Chebuchorev. So it's just a tremendous Musar Haskil. And here, the Mayan HaNitzchi on page 16, he points out that Sefer Yireyim with the Tova about the face, the facial expressions. And it's interesting, on page 15 on the bottom, he quotes from Rav Yitzchak Vorka. The Lashon in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos is having Mekabel is called Odom B'Sever Ponim Yofos. What's Sever Ponim Yofos? What's that Lashon Sever? He says, even though somebody who you're not so happy to see, you still have to try to, you know, so at least from his perspective, you're even though maybe inside you're not so happy to see him, but if you put that in on your facial expressions, so that makes, that's even worse. So even though you might not be happy to see him, but you have a saver ponim yofos. At least he's thinking that you're ponim yofos. That was his word. Okay, whatever it is. But now let me show you another idea here from the same notion, quoted in the Sefer Ish L'Reyehu. Take a look in Parshas, page 18, Parshas Tazria. So when somebody gives birth, so you have to bring a korban. That's why everyone who gives birth, they have to keep track, because when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, you have to bring a korban for every child that you had. We haven't been bringing korbanos for thousands of years already, so it's when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, there's going to be a lot of things to make up. So it says v'los yimeitar levein lovas. After you make Torah for Bein Lavas, it says Tovi Keves Ben Shnoso La'ola Uven Yono. So if you can afford an animal, you bring the Keves. If not, you bring a Yona or Torah L'chatas. So the Bala Turim on page 19 says, why does the Yona come before the Torah? Normally, in Olaf Chumash, it says Shnei Torim or Shnei B'nei Yona. The Torah always is before the Yonah, before the dog. Here, b'chol mokom makdim torim l'vnei Yonah, chutz mikan. So you know what he says? The fisha eino mevi ela echad. V'imim tse Yonah lo tzikach tor. The fisha ben zugu misabal hov eino misdavik lacher. He says like this, and he explains it more on page 22 in this sefer, that he says like this. Shonim Mikram, he says all the other cases in Chumash when the Torah were mentioned before the Bnei Yonah is because you always brought Shnei Torah or Shnei Bnei Yonah. Here it's one Yonah or one Torah. So what's the idea? When she came to Mikra Zeinu, maybe Torim, Ela Torah Echad. L'chein, Yim Yimtza Yona, Lo Yikach Torah, L'fish, Sheben Zuka Masabal, L'nzeh Levein, Petirushu, Nigo Nashar Balei Chayim, Tivo Shal Tor, U'she'enu Nusha Chachar B'nei Zug Acherim. He says, L'fichach, M'keven Shai Yoled, Svich L'havi Rak Torah Echad, Nimtza Sheim Yikacheu, Me'al Ben Zugo, Nigrom Lo Hargash Tzar. He says a Tor is going to be very, it's connected to his Ben Zug, his mate. So if you're going to take him away, it's going to cause tsar, that you're, you see the Yona, it could, that's, it's not so attached. So you take one Yona, it's not going to, you know, it was not a Mitzayer, another Yona. Because he can be, Yonas could go with anybody. But the Tor, Ben Tor, is Mizdabik with the other Tor. So if you're only going to have to take one, so only do that if you can't find a what? A Yonah. Then to take the, then you take a Tor. So that's why it's Medayik in the Lashon, Ben Yonah or Tor Lachatas. Preferably a Yonah. Because if you're only taking one, don't take the species that's going to be caused anguish as a result that you're separating it away from its mate. So he writes here in the Sefer, of Ben Adam Isha, the Sefer here of Ish L'Reyehu, you see how much the Torah was, and you see what the Baal HaTurim says, a Moridic idea. The Asad Nasa Kal V'Chomer, Kein Chasa Torah Al Tzaro Shal Tor, the Torah was so machpid on the Tzar of the Tor, V'Kpida Shal Olgrim Tzar M'Yutar, Al Achas Kama V'Kama Yesh Lizar Shal Olgrim Tzar Kol Shehu L'Chol Adam. And that's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that we said before, page 23. Beishami Omer Asay Toros Hakeva, Nor Mav Asay Amev, Amev Mekabos Kol Odom Asay Vipanim Yafos. And the Avos, the Rav Nosson, on page 25 says, Amev Mekabos Kol Odom Asay Vipanim Yafos, Ketzad Melame, Shim Nosson Odom Lachaveiro, Kol Matonas Tovos Shabaolam. If you give somebody all the presents in the world, part of kavushim ba'aretz, but your face is like that. You look down and you don't have a smile. You have a frown. It's ki'ilo noson lo klum. It's like you gave him everything, but you gave him nothing. Aval mekabel chaveir b'seir part of yafas afilo noson lo klum. You don't have to give me anything. You give me a smile, that's better than all the matonas. Malal akalos of kiilu nosom klo matonas tovos sheba olam. And the source of this is the pasuk of Vayichi on page 26 and 27. Chachlili einayim meyayin uleven shinayim mechalov. And the famous Gemara in Ksubas on page 28 says, Vesayel Rav Yochanan Amar Rav Yochanan Tov hamal bin shinayim lechaveiro Yoser mimashkeu cholov. Uleven shinayim mechalov. Leven shinayim means white teeth. You have a smile, you can see the white teeth, is better than cholov, better than giving him a drink of milk. Meaning, better than giving him a physical present. You have that smile, and tova mal bin shinayim lechaveiro, you have a seder panim yafos, is yoser mimashkeu cholov. And that's the yisod. And in life, there's so many situations where somebody could be mechazik somebody with a good word, you know, or just an expression. You know, it could be so powerful. You know, like Rabbi Harari likes to quote the pasuk in Mishlei, Yesh Botek, Kimal Kuros Chorev, Veloshon Chachom Marpe, that you could with one word, you can, like, it's a dagger in somebody's heart. One word, but as we said, it's not only a word; it's a facial expression. It could cause somebody distress or fakert. It could cause somebody happiness. Chalili meyain, you know, the pasuk in Vayichi that chalili nai meyain leven shinai mechalav, and how the Torah is so machped on not causing someone to wait. The Torah is so machped. Don't take a Torah because you're only taking one Torah, you're going to have to separate it from its mate, and then Yonah you won't. So take a Yonah first. If you can't find a Yonah, then get the Torah. So small different things that and interactions with people. There's so many little things that we could you know, cause hurt or potentially cause a lot of tremendous chizuk and tremendous things. So and you see how much the Torah is machmir in this. And Rashi says it's not only Alman of Yosam, it's everybody. Who adin l'chol adam, diber kosa behove. So this is so important in life, you know, in life with your friends, in life with your parents, in life with your spouse, in life with your so many interactions that we're going to have with people throughout our lives, and this is the onos devarim. And as we said, it's not only Dvarim, as he writes, Shemarol Panim Roim, Tofos Reim, Panim Roim. And that's, and as the Peleoid says, the general rule is, would I want somebody to speak like that to me? Would I want someone to give that facial expression to me? And if the answer is no, then you don't do it to anyone else. And that's a tremendous, tremendous avoda. Tremendous avoda. Sometimes people could be so makbid in certain things in halacha, and these are psukim and chumash where the Torah is speaking so forcefully about, and the person could mess up in these areas. So, and it's again, and it's even the bystander, los anun, the Ebenezer says. The person who didn't help out, who saw something that was being done incorrectly and didn't help out, is also responsible and also is culpable as well. So these are the called Alman of Yosem Losonon, Gnus Ha'ona Umalas Ha'idud. Idud means encouragement. That's Leven Shinai Mechalov. How it can be one word of encouragement, one word, one smile, one positive facial expression is a tremendous milas ha'idud. So called Alman of Yosem Los Onon is the Gnus Ha'onah, Onaz Devarim, vexing someone, causing someone distress, Umalas Ha'idud, and how much one word. It doesn't have to be some big Megillah. One word, one sentence could be so powerful in a positive way as well. So that's the Musar Haskil that we learn from this pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim.